AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Asia stocks rose today as upbeat U.S. economic data lifted investor spirits. On Wall Street, the Dow will open at 16,655. It's recouped almost half its losses over the past 2 days following a sharp six-day slump. President Obama, in remarks in New Orleans, says the market gyrations are more reason for Congress to agree on a budget and avoid another government shutdown.
Congress has about a month to pass a budget that helps our economy grow. Otherwise, we risk shutting down the government and services that we all count on for the second time in 2 years. That would not be responsible. It does not have to happen.
Tropical Storm Erica has left 4 people dead in Dominica as it moves through the Caribbean. Hurricane Center specialist Michael Brennan is tracking it.
We expect Erica to move across or near portions of the Dominican Republic on Friday and through the southeastern Bahamas on Saturday, and then approach the central Bahamas late Saturday night and into Sunday.
Then it may target South Florida by Monday. Firefighters are holding their own against the largest wildfire on record in Washington state, even as rising temperatures and increased winds stoke the flames. Fire Incident Commander Todd Pachota says they have been able to lift some evacuation orders in the town of Twisp and Winthrop.
That's very important to us that we're able to get folks back into their homes, get their businesses back open.
Reopening today in Virginia, Bridgewater Plaza, 2 days after Vester Flanagan killed 2 Roanoke TV journalists there as they interviewed a chamber official. Ed Waters owns the plaza.
Bridgewater Plaza has always been a safe and welcoming place for our Smith Mountain Lake community. We want to reassure our community, visitors, tenants, and employees that we will continue to take all necessary steps to maintain this safe and welcoming environment.
This is AP Radio News. An Austrian Interior Ministry says the number of migrants found dead in a truck abandoned on a highway has risen to more than 70. Police said the initial estimate was 20 to 50 bodies.
There was no driver inside it, and they found blood dropping out of the car, and they checked a smell of dead bodies.
Troopers found the refrigeration truck parked on the shoulder of the main highway connecting Vienna and Budapest. Today marks the 60th anniversary of the killing of a black teen reportedly for whistling at a white woman in Mississippi.
There are several events taking place in Mississippi and in Chicago to commemorate the 60th anniversary of the killing of Emmett Till, a 14-year-old young black man from Chicago visiting relatives in the Mississippi Delta in August of 1955, was kidnapped and killed.
AP correspondent Emily Wagster-Pettis. I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.